We're talking about this statistic, this poll that was done at YouGov.com by Lindley Sanders. I'm sorry, Lindley, that your parents gave you a terrible name. But she's not. YouGov is super left, and I'm not going to read her article because she says that Black Americans have died in a disproportionate numbers compared to white Americans at the hands of police officers, which is just false. Black Americans make up 12% of the population. Yes, they may die at a more disproportionate amount, but that's because the amount of times they interact with police officers is higher than white Americans. But we have these three stories. I'm just going to read the three headlines. And these are three white men in three different states at three different times. One in 2017, one in 2016, and one in 2016 as well. Two in 2016, one in 2017. One in Dallas. A man named Tony Timpa was pinned to the ground and he died in almost the exact same manner that George Floyd died. He was pinned and he passed out. That happened in 2016. A deaf man was shot in North Carolina in August of 2016 because he was using sign language, just signed language to try and communicate with the police. Shot and died. And then finally, I think most of you guys, some of you may have heard of Daniel Shaver. In 2017, he was the man in the Arizona hotel room who got shot by the police. And so I have two questions for you in this segment of the program brought to you by the coffee you can get at crusadechannel.com/mikechurch.com/shop. When this question is asked by YouGov, do you think police officers tend to use excessive force, too little force, or about the right amount of force? Black Americans, 49% in this poll, about 40,000, said far too much force. The second highest was mixed Americans at 33%. Then Asian Americans at 27%. Hispanic Americans at 28%, Native Americans at 24%, and white Americans at 19%. Overall, U.S. adults think 23% think too much force, 28% think there's too much force, 35% says right amount, and about 4 says a bit too much, or far too little, or bit too little, far too little. So why do Black Americans think of this? Probably because every time there is an issue due to racial divide, race hustlers, and a narrative within the last 8 years since President Obama was elected that racism is prevalent in the United States and the white man is ready to kill the black man at any time. Every time there is an issue between a white police officer and a black American, it gets highlighted. I just gave you three out of hundreds of stories I could have picked from where white men, three different states, three different situations, were all murdered by the police. Now, white Americans in particular at 19%, I guess we can say have bought into the nostalgic lie. The nostalgic lie of Mayberry and your local buddy cop who's just out there to protect and serve, right? Just protecting and serving, which the only time they're serving are tickets so they can keep the budgets up in your local town. Or they're rushing to put in red light cameras to get more money from you. And so, why do white people not tend to think that police officers use far too much force and black Americans? It's because perception. Every time there's an incident between a white officer and a black man, it's highlighted. Trayvon Martin, his name's not Smith, right? It's the gentleman who died in Ferguson. Ahmaud Arbery, Gregory Floyd. What happened in Baltimore? It's used to fan these flames of racial tension because it makes money for legacy media and it furthers their ideology. You also have celebrities that say it, and let's be real as well. If you've watched a film in the last 10 years, the bad guy is a white guy. The bad white police officer trope is so worn out at this point. If I'm watching a thriller and there's a white cop in it, yeah, he did it. There's no, because that is the narrative proposed. And it's very interesting that black Americans are on this, but not for the right reasons. They're on it. The idea that police officers use too much force, but not because they're racist. Right? They're on the right path. Black Americans are actually on the right path here. Everybody else is too afraid to say it. Because everybody else is bought into this stereotype, apple pie, back the blue. Talking to Justin, I have a little thin blue line sticker on my license plate on my truck. I got to rip that thing off. Yeah. Even like a week or two ago, I was still giving you the, hey, they're still good law enforcement officers. Listen, they may be good men outside of being police officers. And don't get me started on police women. Don't. If you're any kind of progressive, you're not going to enjoy that conversation with me. Somebody asked, I think Aaron asked me earlier in the day, do you think a woman would have shot him? Yep. I think she absolutely would have shot him. She would have done that or called these guys to come and do it for him because she wouldn't have been able to restrain this man. He was a big dude. Like I said, when it comes to women and police officers, off the cliff we go. I am not fit to be a police officer. I'm 5'6", 5'6 and a half, 5'7". I'm tiny. I don't have, even if I worked out every single day and all this, and some may be great at it, right? Some may, I'm 5'7", and I'm the greatest. Great. I am glad you're TJ Hooker. Go get it. But most men my size make bad police officers because we're going to run into a dude who's bigger, stronger, and I'm going to have to go to a different class of force to get this situation under control. Same thing with women. I don't care if the woman's 6'2" and threw a disc in college or whatever. She's physically going to be underpowered against a dude. I don't care if it's Ronda Rousey, who's the cop. Anyway, tantrum over. Because I just can't make that point without saying it. So, why do we think that? We've already talked about black Americans are on it because they've been fed a false narrative. They're allowed to have the truth, but only partial truth. That cops use too much force most of the time. For goodness sakes, in West Texas, they used an armored APC or something like that. They used a military vehicle to shut down a dive bar. Right? Meal Team 5 showed up because it was a bunch of fat, out-of-shape police officers who could barely get their plate carrier vests around them and shut down this dive bar. SWAT teams sent to barber shops. But black Americans have been fed the, it's because you're black and they're racist. When it's just, the state is going to enforce these laws no matter how and why. So what do we see? Justin Redmond put in the chat room. I'm sorry, at crusadechannel.com/chat. That's legitimately how I look at it, right? It's Dar Helmet trying to fight Lone Star. Here's a funny story. Real quick, I was playing back when I played rugby. My best friend in the whole world. He's still my best friend to this day. We were playing just a scrimmage between both sides. And I went to tackle him, and he pulled the Lone Star maneuver on me. He legitimately did. Because he's like 6'2". And he took his massive hands, and he palmed my head and just stiff-armed me out of the way. So that happens. It happens more often than not. But white Americans buy into the lie that police officers, they have to be good. And this narrative comes out. Once again, I'll reference Eric July because he makes this. If there were good police officers, where was the good police officer during the Gregory Floyd case that told the other police officers to stop? Where are the good cops? Is it the thin blue line that keeps them from doing that? Right? The silent line or something like that. There's some phrase for it. Black Americans have been fed it, but only to a point. It's not because it's the state. It's because these cops are racist against you in these high poverty areas, high crime areas. Which, by the way, as Jason Whitlock says, politicians send police officers into these high crime, high poverty areas, usually black in the inner cities, so they can help themselves get reelected. Their police officers are put in conflict with black Americans more often than whites.